This audio will go over instructions for how to do PMR, also known as progressive muscle relaxation. If you already know how to do PMR, you can skip this audio and go to the next exercise, which is titled PMR for 12 muscle groups. Okay, before we dive into progressive muscle relaxation, it's important to distinguish between two types of applied tension. The first type is called active tensing. This type of tension occurs when you are purposefully trying to tense a particular muscle group as hard as you can without hurting yourself. PMR often starts with using active tensing for isolating muscle groups, and after practice, it can be used for multiple muscle groups at the same time, and eventually the whole body. In general, active tensing is the standard type of tensing you use while practicing PMR. Active tensing often leads to deeper feelings of relaxation. Now, the second type of tensing is called passive tensing. Unlike active tensing, passive tensing involves merely noticing whatever tensions already exist in a particular muscle group. That is, you are not purposefully attempting to apply tension. With passive tensing, you note the tension that exists in a muscle area and then focus greater effort on the relaxation phase. Although active tensing is often preferred because it usually leads to greater relaxation, there might be some circumstances in which you want to consider passive tensing. In particular, passive tensing is often recommended for muscles or regions of your body that have suffered an injury or are in pain. And it's important to not cause further injury to that part of your body. So this makes passive tensing a worthwhile alternative. It's important to think about your approach to the relaxation phase. In general, you want to use any type of verbal phrase that invokes the idea of deeper relaxation. This could include concepts such as heaviness, sleepiness, or calmness. Feel free to use whatever is helpful for you. And we have a couple examples to give you some ideas of what you can use. So here are a few examples of different phrases that can focus your mind on relaxation. You don't have to choose one of these. If you have another phrase you would like to use, you can use that. As you listen to each one, however, make note of which one or ones elicit a feeling of relaxation within yourself. Okay, here we go. Relax. Calm. Let your muscles feel heavy. Let your muscles feel like lead weights. Notice the tension melt away. Notice yourself feeling calm and rested. Feel the relaxation deeper and deeper. If none of these phrases are associated with feelings of relaxation, or you'd like to use a different phrase, take a moment to bring a phrase to mind. While you do, try to notice how you feel as you think this phrase to yourself. Pause this audio if you need time to come up with a phrase that would work for you. And when you have something, write it down. Now, as we go through the progressive muscle relaxation for 12 muscle groups exercise, for the purpose of demonstrating the exercise, we'll tell you to say the word relax, but you can change this with whatever phrase you prefer. Also, keep in mind that the relaxation phase will always be longer than the tension phase. In general, you should tense your muscles for a relatively short amount of time, and then take a longer period of time to allow yourself to enter into a state of deep relaxation. It's important that you don't give in to the temptation to quickly pass over the relaxation phase just to move on to the next muscle group. You'll be selling yourself short of getting the best benefits from PMR. It's important to have patience when it comes to this exercise. If you move too quickly from muscle group to muscle group, you might end up feeling more stressed out. So please take your time and allow yourself to experience deep relaxation. There's no rush. This ends the instructions for PMR. Feel free to go to the PMR for 12 muscle groups exercise to practice this, but with more detail. Make sure you have around 15 minutes to complete this exercise.